before I begin the exposition. I want to remind you that whether or not you are going to come to church for the Epiphany, which is going to be Tuesday, we start prayers at 8 o'clock. And there will be the washing of, or the blessing of the water. You must fast a vegan fast on Monday. This is the Paramon. Whether you're coming to church, whether you're having communion, it doesn't make any difference at all. Monday is a first degree fast. You cannot break this fast. It is a sin to do so. So don't give yourself an excuse like, I'm not coming to church, or I did that, da, 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 da. Don't do that. Be in solidarity with the church in times of richness and in times of less richness, because the church is always rich. All right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. When I was a young man, every Saturday morning was consumed by cartoons. And when 10 or 11 o'clock came around, my television viewing was all about cowboy westerns. And the thing about that was, you didn't have to think in those days. The good guys always had white hats, and the bad guys always had black hats. This didn't change until the 60s. And then some smarly guy said, we're going to have what's called the anti-hero. Well, I'm not going to give you an exposition about cinema and movies, but I want to say that sometimes when we read the Bible, we look at the Bible with good guys and bad guys. Where are the average guys? Where are the guys that are confused? Where are those who are just like us? Where are the people that say, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief? Where are the people that, you know, are not hardened in either position? Like either really for Jesus and devoted to Jesus as one of his followers, or those who have antagonism towards the Lord. Where are the people in the middle? You see, think about what this woman said, and she didn't even understand exactly what she was saying. Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you. How much more true could that be about the Holy Virgin Saint Mary? On the heels of that, he says, but more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. And that's the only thing I'm going to talk about, that one line. You see, there's the thing called perspicacity. It's a big word, but what it means is clarity of vision into the distance. You see clearly into the distance, right? This is why he goes on later on to say it's an evil generation that is seeking a sign, a sign. What we really have to do is we have to look inward. We have to have insight. Insightfulness is something that we have lost. Where are we given all that we see? What do we see today? There are so many things that are in tumult, so many things being changed. We are in the age as they were in the 5th century, where you started to have the iconoclasts. And it wasn't until the 7th Ecumenical Council that they had the triumph of orthodoxy, as they call it, because the approval of icons was then assured. But before that, people were burning icons, throwing these things down. It's idolatry. You don't realize what you're doing. You don't know. You don't know. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? That's one question. But the other question that's more important is, what does it mean to me? I've told people so many times this. You're probably sick of hearing it. If anybody's going to get COVID-19, it's going to be me. I'm going to be 74 in just a few days. I'm overweight. I have diabetes, high blood pressure. I have kidney disease. If there's anybody that's going to get it, it's got to be me, right? And I don't think that I have some blanket of protection by God. But what I'm trying to tell you is when I look out at what is happening to America and what is happening to everything else, this is without, this is outside, this is the other. And then I take a look on the inside and I see me. And I would rather be dead than live like the other people. I would rather die than be like the other people. I will not live that way. And so, when the Lord did not rebuke the woman for saying that his mother was blessed because of her womb and because of her feeding him. No, he didn't do that. But he said, you're not looking within. Who is really blessed? It's not because of a generational thing. It's not because of the blood that is running through you. It is because of what you believe. And when you say, I believe, it means that you take the wisdom of God and you put it into action insofar as you are capable with the gifts that God has given you. If God hasn't given you much, he knows it. He's the first one to know that you don't have much. I'm not talking about your ego. You may look in the mirror and say, what a swell-looking fellow. But I'm talking about what you have really possessed in terms of a gift. What is your gift? And if you can acknowledge that honestly and look inside and act on that, then you have full integrity. And then he would say, more than the closeness of the flesh, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. To keep the word of God. You don't need to have many words of God, by the way. I want to tell you that right off. If you had just a piece of a gospel, that would be enough. If you had a few psalms, that would be enough. If you had the Torah, that would be enough. You would know God, and God would do the rest. Now, if you have everything and you only choose the Torah, and you only choose a few psalms, and you only choose a part of the gospel, you'll be condemned because you are living in wealth and in richness, and you have chosen rather voluntary poverty. Why would you do such a thing? Well, because there's going to be internal strife. There's going to be cognitive dissonance. You are going to have a war within yourself saying, I've heard this. I'm supposed to put it in action. I'm not going to listen to that anymore because when I think about this, I don't want to do this. And I don't like the struggle that is within myself, and I am not going to face it. Look at the integrity of the people that Jesus Christ brings up who are going to come in to judgment with the condemnation of the people of this generation that he has just excoriated. He's going to say, look at the Ninevites. You know, Jonah was a Ninevite. People don't ordinarily know that Jonah was a Ninevite. And he hated the Ninevites. There are a lot of people that hate where they come from. And they do anything that they can do. I remember there was one girl, she was particularly brown-skinned. And she hated that she had brown skin. And she put on white makeup. And she almost, I don't know if you know what kabuki is, but she almost looked like a Japanese kabuki. And the problem with this woman was that she apparently only saw her neck and head, because below her neck, everything was brown from down to the toes. And it was like, you know, are you a 50-50 bar? People don't know what a 50-50 bar is. It's an ice cream confection that I used to have when I was a kid. But it's self-hate. And how can you hate yourself when the Lord, who is so generous and so kind, didn't hate to make you that way? If the Lord didn't hate to make you that way, why do you have hatred for yourself? But some people do. Nevertheless, when Jonah preached, what did the Ninevites do? man, woman, and child put on sackcloth. They put ashes on their forehead. They didn't eat or drink for 3 days, including their livestock. Including their livestock. Look, what did he say again? Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. From the mouth of the prophet of Jonah came the condemnation of the life that was being led by the Ninevites. And they said, yeah. They couldn't have said that if they had only perspicacity, if they could see. You have to look in. The vision has to be in. And they looked in and they saw need for change. And then this black woman, the Queen of Sheba, she comes to Solomon. What expectation did she have when she made that trek? There was some distance to be traveled, and she's a queen, and she had to have armed protection, and she had to have all of the accoutrement. You know, today we call it a big footprint. If the president is going to go someplace, he leaves a big footprint. They have to make everything right. What are they doing for the inauguration of the new president? It's a big footprint. Oh, boy, are they preparing. Oh, there's a big... That went on in the old world just the same as this world. People haven't changed. Don't ever delude yourself about that. Like the old days, the people were different. No, they were not. If anything, we in these days have degraded. We have less integrity. But she went to hear the wisdom. What does a queen need for that? She waves her finger and her subjects do as she wishes. That's the power of a queen. She doesn't have to go there, except she had a hunger, because when she looked inside, she said, there are things about which I am curious. I would like to know the answer. And I have heard that a great soul, a great mind exists. I must go to hear. Well, she really must have impressed him, because apparently they had a child together. I don't know if she went there just for that. I sometimes I wonder what these people looked like, you know. You try to think, you know, like, for example, if it were Donald Trump and Oprah Winfrey, you know, Oprah Winfrey being the queen of the South and making a trek up to hear Donald Trump. I amuse myself with things like that just before I go to sleep at night. I'm just giving you a pause so that you can, like, catch a breath, because I've been fairly relentless. But I want to say to all of you that when you look at something like this, it's good to see what's going on. I remember I was in college, and there was a kid sitting next to me, and he said, you know what I aspire to be? And I said, well, I never did think about asking you this question, but since you've brought it up, you may as well tell me. It's obviously important to you that I know. So, and the guy's name, this is a real guy, if you're listening, his last name was McGeehee. McGeehee, McGeehee. That's not a good name. But maybe he didn't think Brownfield was either. So Mr. McGeehee told me he wanted to be a man of his age. He wanted to be a man of his age, a man constantly evolving and on the edge, on the hard edge of everything that was new and innovative that was coming up. And I said, on what then will you rest your feet? Because if everything is moving, if this is how you want to live, where's your foundation? See, wherever you have a foundation, that means you are stuck. I was talking to somebody about when history begins. When did history begin for the Coptic Orthodox Church? What does our calendar say? What year do we commemorate the death of Pope Peter? Nobody knows. Good cops you are, good cops. I'm not going to tell you, but this is not on the cop, the calendar 2021. I guarantee you that. You might, I'll give you, it was like in the 200s. I got a 282. Do I hear 264? How about a 246? How about a 271? I got a 282. Going once? Twice? Look, my point is that when the history of the church began? Really? No, it was arbitrary. You know, I've always wondered if we were going to have, you know, they say now, because they're trying to get Jesus out of everything, BCE and CE, before the common era or Christian era. They didn't say Christian anymore. Before the common era and the common era, right? I'm BC, before Christ, AD, Anno Domini, the year of the Lord. That's me. That will be me till I'm in the ground. And once I'm in the ground, by the way, I don't expect that my thoughts are going to just disappear. That's why we're doing these tapings. I expect to go on in cyberspace eternally. But why didn't they just make Jesus' birth, the commemoration of Jesus' birth, the first of the year? Some say the 25th, some say January 7th. What are we quibbling about? The sun has a solar age of a solar year of 365 and a quarter days and some minutes. That's the solar year. So what? I don't care. Do you care? No. We've done it to President's Day, haven't we? There used to be Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday, but now we used to have President's Day. There used to be, why didn't we just do it with Jesus? Why don't we just say, okay, we're going to start time with the birth of the Lord. History, therefore, is something that you choose, and you may not even be aware that you're choosing it, but you're choosing to use that as a starting point for all of your intelligence. What are you looking to? Think about it for a little bit. You know, I'm looking at Gigi over here as a doctor, right? When did doctoring begin? When you know, you say, well, I've taken the Hippocratic Oath, you know. First, do no harm. Well, I would go back to a guy, he was called... Try it if you can. Try it if you can lived, and his whole philosophy of medicine was, see if this works. Now, some people died right away because it was actually poison to them. Other people, they seemed to tolerate it. And other people, it was a miraculous cure. By the way, that name is made up. It's try it if you can. I figured if I said it real fast and slurred it, half of you wouldn't be paying attention, and the other half you would think was a real name. That goes to show what I think of you. but my point is, we don't ordinarily cast, when we look at the Bible, people in the same sort of kind way that we do when we look at each other. You know, when I'm in a priest meeting and all the priests are there, some of the time, you know, these are all priests. They all have the right to celebrate at the altar. And for that fact alone, they are to be honored. But some of them, when they start to open their mouths and start to talk about things that are important, they don't have enough education to have begun such an adventure. There was a new priest, and he was talking about how the Yota was the 10th letter of the alphabet. You know, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, E, Su, Zeta, Eta, Theta, Yota. 10. I said 10 things, didn't I? The guy forgot that the sixth name is a number and not a letter. It's Su. Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, E, Sue, as in Sue. But he was building something like, this is the 10th, and that's the 10th, and this is the 10th, and these parallel 10s. Even Jesus' name starts in the 10th letter of the Coptic alphabet. Which the 10th letter of the Coptic alphabet is Kappa. Because Su, the 6th little squiggly thing, is a number. And I'm just picking something because it's so frivolous. This is entirely frivolous, what I'm saying. But there are other people who claim to make statements about the Bible that do not have any education whatsoever. And yet they feel compelled to speak. So what do we do? What do we do in this sense? Well, if we can, we correct. And if there's an opportunity to do it with the most gentleness and the most care and with the greatest degree of privacy so that they're not embarrassed. Because remember, if the Lord had made the most unschooled man a priest, he is to be honored. So do not think because I'm saying this. But it's just like when you hear things coming out of the government of the United States. This is a congressperson. This is a senator. And they're saying something that is so empty that you wonder, how could anybody be listening to this? How could anybody be saying this? They were the same kinds of actors in Jesus Christ's time. There were the Sadducees, as I told you, they come from the line of Sadduc. They had the Pharisees, who had a much more interpretive analysis of Torah and the rest of Scripture. And by the way, you know the way that we talk about the prophets? We quote Isaiah. Isaiah said this. Jeremiah said this. Daniel said this, right? To a Jew, the only thing that really mattered was the Torah. The 5 books of Moses, which were given to him by God on Mount Sinai. If you mentioned something from Isaiah, he said, well, that's Isaiah. Like, you don't have to believe him. We got Jeremiah. We got Daniel. We've got Ezekiel, for crying out loud. What did Ezekiel say? Did you find it in all 4 of those that I've just mentioned? And how about the minor prophets? Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk. Are they all in concert? And the answer is no, you're not going to find it in everything. Eh. So they could take it or leave it. Do you realize that there was no monolithic group that we could paint the way they did the Saturday afternoon movies that I watched as a child? Good guys, white hats. Bad guys, black hats. No, there were people like us. Some smart, not so smart. Some educated, some not so educated. Some believing, some not believing. Some wanting to believe. Some people resisting the Lord. But all kinds of people. All kinds. So in your own meditations, when you read the Bible, read it in this fashion and see if you can find our common humanity and not just look at these are the bad guys and we're the good guys. Glory be to our God, both now and ever, and to the age of all ages. Amen.